Good morning. A chilly northwest breeze persisting overnight now into the early morning period. A clear sky will lead to plenty of sunshine today, but temperatures across interior New York and New England will fall about 20 degrees short of our average for this time of year. So despite all of that sun, it'll only get into the upper 20s to around 30 on average, with some places staying even colder than that, especially in the mountains, and the breeze producing wind chills near zero for a while before wind chills climb into the teens. Clear skies, very cold again tonight, down near 10 above on average. And this will lead to plenty of sunshine tomorrow. With that high pressure center overhead, we'll have less wind, so it'll be more comfortable, especially as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 30s. That high pressure center will slide off the eastern seaboard on Wednesday. We'll start off with sunshine. However, clouds will be on the increase as a wave of low pressure tracks through the Great Lakes. We'll introduce the chance at a few rain showers by the end of the day, and the warming trend will continue with highs into the mid-40s. Another and stronger wave of low pressure will pass through the eastern Great Lakes on Thursday. This will pull in even milder air for Thursday afternoon as highs soar into the mid-50s. Clouds will be common, though, and so will rain showers on the heels of that southwest wind as the wave of low pressure moves through. Then behind this low pressure center, a cold front will slide by with a few rain and snow showers on Friday as temperatures dip back into the lower 40s. On Saturday, we'll go back to sunshine and chilly temperatures in the mid-30s and into the lower 40s again, with high pressure in control, keeping it dry on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wave of low pressure heading through the Corn Belt is producing some snow in the Midwest. Winter weather advisories have been issued for Chicago, where 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected. Meanwhile, in the milder air to the south, some severe weather is possible in the South Central Plains. A northward moisture return combined with modest wind shear will produce the potential for a few storms containing strong wind gusts and some hail in Kansas southward into western Oklahoma. And Tropical Cyclone Nathan continues to skim the northern coast of Australia east of Darwin. Maximum winds are near 75 miles per hour, and Nathan is expected to slowly weaken as it makes landfall again over the Northern Territory later today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Nassau in the Bahamas at 1 p.m. Eastern Time back on Friday. The last report of hail was at Skavaska, Stockholm, Sweden at 2:50 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog and blowing snow, 22 below zero with a northwest wind at 79 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 15 degrees, the dew point 2, 56% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, and Death Valley and El Centro Naval Air Facility, both in California, to a low of 9 below zero at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, Boston sunny, windy, near 30, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, a high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 17. The average temperature, 25, that's 12 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.2 inches of snow for the month, and that's 5 inches below average. And 73.8 inches for the season, which is 19.1 inches above average. There were 40 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 790, that's 92 above average, and 5,920 for the season, which is 278 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 28. The record high, 80, set in 1938, and the record low, 4 below zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:54 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:11 p.m., 12 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, it's mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower to mid 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs around 30. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, very cold today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, brilliant sunshine. Not as cold, but still chilly in the 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday with a chance of late-day showers in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain likely on Thursday, breezy and mild in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, windy, a few rain and snow showers Friday, lower 40s, back into the 30s despite mostly sunny skies Saturday, and sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday with highs pushing up into the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.